Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM Radio Campus Grenoble with English Talk Radio. My guest today is Bertrand Tapas of La Radio, and we'll talk music, bands, Voix de Garage, and 90.8 FM programming. Hello, Bertrand. Welcome back to English Talk Radio.
Hello, Vivi. Thank you for having me again. It's a privilege to be here with you.
Oh, how nice to hear that. When did Radio Broom become Radio Campus Grenoble?
Well, if I remember well, because at that time I was living in Grenoble, lucky me, to work on a local radio station in a ski resort in Les Deux Alpes. If I remember well, Radio Campus Grenoble changed its name in 1999.
Oh.
There were different views between the people from Radio Brume Lyon that helps the local radio in Grenoble when we started, and the people that runs the radio in Grenoble, they have separate way of thinking and projects, so that's why we changed the name.
Well, also, I think there's a big difference between radio in Lyon and Grenoble. We want Grenoble ideas, affairs, and what's going on in Grenoble.
So yeah, for sure.
That was the right thing to do, I think.
Yeah, that's my point of view too.
How long have you been a volunteer at Radio Campus Grenoble?
Since the beginning in November 1983.
Woo!
Yes, as you say.
Did they give you a gold medal yet?
Not yet, but I'm going to celebrate my 31st birthday on the air soon. So
yes, you have to do that.
I expect a big gâteau.
Very large.
Yeah, a big one.
Tell our listeners how it was in the old days. Quite different at the beginning.
In the beginning, we weren't in that building. We were on the campus, but it was a place which wasn't built for a local radio. So at that time, we've got a smaller studio and a bigger common room. So in that time, people spend more time together because there is a huge space to meet, talks, exchange point of view about music or life.
Connect.
And get connected with people that came here. And at that time, I think there was a bit more students in Radio Campus Grenoble than now.
Huh.
It's more, there is a bit more people that have working and businesses nowadays.
I was going to ask how the music changed, but let's slip into the most listened to radio in the world.
Yeah.
We both know what that is, BBC World Service.
Uh-huh.
All over the world,
yeah,
people listen. But the two countries that listen the most in the European theatre are Finland and Portugal.
Yeah, maybe because their local radio services are a bit poorer than what you can find through the internet, like the BBC services.
47% of Europeans listen on a daily basis to radio.
Yeah, for sure.
Average 4 hours a day. I think that's impressive.
Yeah, but if you think of the time you need to go from your roof to your office and back, it takes a long time for some people. I'm lucky enough to work at 100 meters from where I'm sleeping, but I'm so lucky, I know it. So listening to the radio during your traveling time is not... Yeah. A bad way of using your time.
As long as you keep it to yourself.
Yeah, I agree with that too.
Has the music changed? Obviously. 31 years, it's changed tremendously. Has it gone in a circle? Has it come back to where it was ever?
Yes and no. In the very early days of the radio here, it was the time of Nirvana, the grunge, and just after that come the Britpop. So when we start the radio, the first years were very much guitars oriented. And then after that, even if from the very beginning, we got radio shows that were very focused on the new emerging electro scene, and especially projects from Grenoble, which are now worldwide known as The Hacker, Miss Keating, and things like that. They start here in Grenoble, and we have we got shows at that time which were focused on that.
On that, yeah.
And in the beginning of the 90s, there was also reggae music shows on the radio because it was the sound of the town at that time. And we got a lot of radio shows that were oriented on the hip-hop as a music style, but also as a social movement that were emerging in France at that time. But after that, I think probably the music evolved. There was a time of very oriented electro music, and I think now there is a lot of different kind of music that mixed on the air, but also on the way of people listening to music, because as you can have access to all the kind of music produced from the last 200 years with the internet, you can choose different kind of thing and not be focused in only on a musical choice, only a musical style, and forever.
So there's no excuse me, there's no music that's actually in charge right now.
No, I think you can find what you want.
Variety.
Yeah.
Yeah. And does Radio Campus follows that?
Yeah, I think so, because if you're listening to the music we broadcast on the daytime, you can have rock bands, hip-hop, electro, R&B, post-punk, noise, and everything mixed. And it's a meeting now, the
something
music.
Something for everybody.
Yeah.
Well, I remember electro very well at Radio Campus. I thought it was going to go on forever and ever. It drove me crazy.
Yeah, but we were very lucky at that time in Grenoble, because the electro music scene was growing. There was emerging artists, which were very interesting. So we followed the movement because it was here. And if you don't support your local music scene, you miss a very large part of what you are.
I think it dies. I think if you don't have local support to start, you talked about the grunge movement, and that was local people in Seattle
for sure.
who got that going, that moving.
And you were there at that time.
Actually, I was in London. But, you know, I have sources that told me things like that.
You got your spies there.
Everywhere. More talk shows now.
Uh-huh.
Your own show is the longest running show on 90.8 FM, I think.
Yes, for sure.
What's it called? Come on.
Voix de Garage.
What time is it on?
At 7:30 on the Wednesday night. But there is a podcast you can listen to when you want.
Okay, how do we find the podcast?
On the website of the radio, which is www.campusgrenoble.org.
What about Grenoble bands? Your favorite thing? You spend time with them?
Yes, a lot. I was at rock gigs yesterday night, so yes. I'm going to focus on the more recent local band, like Star Riders, a heavy metal band. They put their first album on the air this week. So if you love loud guitars and screaming,
I'll go back to electro.
There is also Pills for Tomorrow. They have a first mini LP, which is excellent, a mix of indie pop with psychedelic touches and with shoegaze guitars.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the first group?
Star Riders.
That's right.
The heavy metal band, and Pills for Tomorrow. There is also the Scrapfellas, a young power pop trio with a bit of garage rock in their music, so I love them very much. And they put their new EP out this week. There is also Nightmare, the oldest heavy metal band in town. They celebrate last week their 14th anniversary.
I remember them. You've talked about them before.
Yeah, but yeah. 40
that's
years.
That's a long time. Yeah,
that's a long time. So they put out a new album, and last week they play a double show, one with the new lineup and one with the oldest members of the band that joining them on stage. That was amazing.
Yeah.
There is also Black Christiansen. They finally put out their first EP there's 3 weeks ago. It was a long wait because I booked them as an opening act of a gig I organized there 7 years ago. So they wait for 7 years to realize their first record. Well done, guys. And it's a brilliant mix of noisy rock in the 90s way of thinking. And last but not least, Edgar Suit. They put out their new and second mini LP. It will be out on the 11th of November. They mix power pop, new wave, and indie rock.
And they say music is dead.
Yeah.
You've got all these young and not so young people.
Yeah, for sure.
Starting up, moving on, recharging, and keeping going. One question I always ask you, and you never give me a satisfactory answer.
Sorry.
Is
so sorry.
Is there a Grenoble sound? And you always say no. And so this time I'm saying if there was.
Yeah, there was, but.
What would it be?
In the 80s, it was very a rock-oriented town with brilliant bands like The Batman, which are mixing the energy of the Stooges, the Iggy Pop band, and the glamorous of the pop rock, like bands like Dr. Feelgood. And they were very well known in the town, but also all around France, Batman. And there is a lot of other bands which are playing rock with guitars in the 80s. At the end of that decennia of the 80s and the beginning of the 90s, the cliché was, if you want to have success in Grenoble, you have to play reggae music.
Yes.
That wasn't really fair, but it wasn't too far from the truth. And after that, as we told, there is a huge electronic music that emerged with very, very brilliant project and DJs and musicians. So we were lucky for that, even if I prefer guitars. But that was interesting to look at something from the very beginning to a success all around the world. So we were lucky with that here.
So you're giving me the same answer. There is no
and now I think now there is about 1,000 musical projects and bands around Grenoble. So with that amount of different kind of people playing together, you can't expect to have a sound one.
Right.
There is very different kind of music,
right.
Bands, DJs and things like that. And they play from folk music, very intimistic, lonely people that playing folk music in their room to a brass band with horns and things like that. So it's very different now.
Is any of this music danceable?
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely?
Yeah, there is a free gigs on noon, that's 2 weeks ago, just beside La Radio.
Mm-hmm.
And they play, it was a mixing of a marching band that came from the New Orleans and something like the swing of the 40s. And you were eating and your knees were dancing under the table.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
There are plenty of different kind of music.
Yeah. Any websites to connect and listen to these bands? Too many?
I think if you want to have a first contact with the scene and the band that's playing regularly, you can look at La Cuvée Grenobloise, which is also a compilation of local bands. And it's also about bands that play all around. You can go to the website of the La Radio, which is www.campusgrenoble.org.
That is correct.
Yes. And there's several way of access to the music here, but there is not really a reference
particular one
website.
Yeah. Well, sometimes people don't know how to get into it. Yeah. I mean, you listen, you hear something, and you say, that would be great, but how do I access that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make you be a favorite now with your bands. They're all going to hate you except one. What's your favorite band right now?
Actually, that's not easy. a young one? For all the time?
You're trying to make me the person in the wrong, aren't you? Right now!
Right now?
Yes.
I'm still listening once a week, a Who record.
You're still with the Who?
Yeah.
You see, I've given up the Stones. I mean, I like their old stuff, but
I think I'm still loving the old Who records, but the last record they made this 2 years ago was a brilliant one. So still love
and
it.
And the Stones are still touring. They have to be carried onto the stage, but damn it, they're there. Okay, you are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble. Programming at Radio Campus Grenoble, how does it work? How do you get on the air?
There is two way of making it. It depends. If you want to have your own radio show, you can come at Eve, in the inner of the campus, and meet us directly to talk with us if you want to make your own radio show. If you prefer, you can give us a call or send us an email, and we can help you to build your project about a new radio show here. If you play in a band, yes, you can send us your music. We don't care about the support. I saw that we receive cassettes, tapes from an actual band. They send us a tape, and I think to myself, yeah, cool, love it.
Well, they're progressing. I mean, they just stand around doing nothing, and now they're supporting themselves. So that's wonderful news.
Yeah. So we are ready to talk with people that want to connect
start a
with
show.
Us. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And you can start a show not only now because it's la rentrée and things like that. You can have a project maybe next February because you have the time to think of what you want to do. It's not supposed to start at a specific date. You can start when you want.
You're being very liberal there. We were made to start at, English Talk Radio? Okay, come this way, please. All right, so that's how you get on the Radio Campus Grenoble. Yeah. Now, Bertrand, tell us why you still love it, but first tell me how much time we've got. 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, we're fine.
Yeah.
Bertrand is also doing the technique today, so I have to ask him about the time.
Let's share a drink. We have plenty of time.
You may be lying about the time to stay on air longer.
Yes.
It's holidays. We're the only people here apart from Louis. Tell us why you love it after all these years. I mean, you've done so much for La Radio. You've had your program, your own show on for so long. What is it that keeps you coming back?
As I told you before, yesterday night I was at a rock gig in Grenoble with friends of mine that came from far and friends of mine from Grenoble. And we talk about life, rock and roll and things like that. And at the moment, I told them it's the best period for the music now, which is far from the common way of thinking. People that say it was better back in the days and things like that. But it's not totally not my point of view on that, because actually there is bands from the 70s, the 80s and the 90s that still putting out brilliant records, as I told you with the last one of The Who.
Yeah.
The bands from the 90s still playing and well done. The bands from the early 20th century are still playing too. And there is newcomers that start last year, 2 years ago, that put out brilliant records. And as it's easier now to get access with the music than it was in the very early of the 80s, which I remember well because it's when I start buying records, you can find the music you want, and there is different kind of bands for rock, as I know the better, which are still doing record. And when I listen to them, I think to myself, wow, I want this one, I want to buy one, I want to see that band on stage. And so it's easy for me.
These old bands, though, I shouldn't call them old bands, but mm-hmm. bands have been going around for a long time. They are now improving themselves with more techniques of now as far as performance.
Yeah, for sure.
So they must have updated everything, their equipment and the way they proceed. And so they're benefiting from staying a long time.
Yeah, that's for sure. I read a long interview of a old heavy metal musician last day. And the guy say, when you think of the way we were on stage and the poor material we have to play in the early of the 80s when we start the band, and now what you can find for easy money, not too expensive, to have a perfect sound on stage, where we're so lucky to still be here. Yeah. And be able to be a part of that change, because it's the performance you can give much better, because the material is much better and easy to find.
Do the fans, the people that spend their money, and I want to ask you about ticket prices because I didn't put that in the script.
Mm-hmm.
Do the fans who go to these concerts, who buy the tickets, who stand there or sit there, do they appreciate the difference between a technically brilliant performance and a mediocre one?
I think so, because the people that goes to the show now, it's more the kind of people that have 30, 40, 50 years old. So they already went in gigs and rock concert before, so they can...
They know what they know.
Yeah, they know the change because they were there.
Yeah.
It's not... you want to ask a question about the price of the tickets?
Yeah, because sometimes, you know, they will tell you in the London Times, mm-hmm. which I'm obliged to read for my work, that Taylor Swift is coming to town and it's £10,000 sterling to buy a ticket. Now, don't tell me that all these people in Grenoble are spending 10,000 euros.
Well, I have a talk with someone that I know for 20 years ago, and she was trying to buy tickets to go and see Oasis in Ireland next summer.
Mon chance.
Finally, she succeeded to get two tickets.
Oh.
But the prices are very high. So I think yesterday night I paid 15 euros for the gigs. Two excellent bands, one from New York City and one from where I lived in the past. But I spent 15 euros. We had a great performances from the two bands. I spent time with my friends. Yeah. It's just beside my flat in my town. It's easy. But there's also people that have the money to travel, because you have to leave Grenoble to go to Dublin and spend at least one night there after the gigs. The ticket was 10 times more expensive than the one I spent yesterday. You can't find two way of having access to the music you love.
Yeah. Well, now, during that time, I should say I was in Ireland this summer, and it's worth going even without the music because the people were so wonderful. And I thank you, Ireland. I had a wonderful time. If you had a choice and you had not to worry about money, you probably would go to the higher level.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be missing something because you want to see them at the ground level, the roots where they start, because it must be interesting to you to see the progress they've made.
And in 10 days, you can say, I was there at the beginning.
Yeah, I don't say that about the Stones anymore because that really makes me sound different. Campus, Radio Campus websites that might be useful for listeners?
Yeah, you can contact us, listen to all the programs in the daytime on the website and find the podcast for all the show we have. And the website of La Radio is www.campusgrenoble.org.
I know that one. One thing.
Yeah.
One thing you would change about La Radio.
Give me more time on the air. It's a very ego trip, but I'd love to have two shows.
You'd like two
week.
Shows. The same? You mean you'd like it to replay?
No, the other one will be much more about how the music evolved for the last 14 years, mixing music from four decades.
So you didn't come on the show to talk music. You came for a job application?
Yes.
So anybody
Did
hearing
I
this?
Did I succeed?
Well, once it hits the air, you'll be inundated with job offers.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
But what is this I hear that there's more talk shows than music shows?
Maybe it's the way the society changed with the social network. Maybe people are more in a way of talking than it was
singing.
Yeah, maybe it's easier to talk than sing.
Thanks, Bertrand, for being a guest on English Talk Radio and for doing the technique.
Thank you.
And good luck with your job application.
Thank you very much.
You can listen to English Talk Radio Wednesday 1900, Sunday 12:30 on 90.8 FM. Radio Campus Grenoble. Oh, wait a minute. I should say it the way Bertrand said it. www.campusgrenoble.org. English Talk Radio.
English Talk Radio. Thank you very much.
Bye.